We are back at Mistwood Golf Club, and it's nice to see it open already for the 2021 golf season. And joining me is the director of golf, Andy Michelson. And Andy, first off, I know you're excited about getting the golf course open this year, and it gives everybody an opportunity to not only come over here and play golf, but work on their golf game a little bit at your award-winning performance center.
It's been a great start to the year. The course opened in really good condition, as I know other courses in the area did. You know, despite all the snow, I mean, we came through, we're already green right now. Everything looks really good. And definitely the demand's out there. It plays as healthy as it's ever been. I think we're going to see that same carryover that we had in 2020 into 2021 as far as golf demand goes.
Well, it sounds like people are ready to play golf. They're even ready to travel a little bit more to play golf and get out to some of the golf courses. Hopefully they'll be able to get tee times, because I know at times last year there was shortages of people finding places to play. But Andy, one of the great things about Mistwood Golf Club is right after Jim McWethy and the family decided to redo the golf course with Ray Hearn, you turned your driving range into a full-blown performance center. And tell us a little bit about it and some of the programs that you offer there, because they're being recognized with awards on a national basis.
Yeah, the Performance Center, when it was first built in 2012 and into the start of 2013, was really the first of its kind in Chicago. You know, there really wasn't a place that had, you know, that kind of focus on teaching, club fitting, and really kind of that 19th hole experience that you kind of can't get anywhere else. So it combines all of that together. And you know, since we have built it, you know, it's kind of been, you know, the standard bearer for everybody else in the Chicagoland area. You've seen a number of them pop up in different spots, but it's been quite a run. I mean, we've won top 50 ranges. I think this was our eighth year winning that award. Performance Center also has basically some of the best fitters in the country. We're recognized as a top 100 fitting facility. And now with this latest award from Golf Digest, now we're recognizing our teachers in our proper way. And I've always said, you know, it's one of the best places to get a lesson and to work on your game. I mean, you're working with not only very experienced teachers, but also very experienced players too on our staff. Our staff's quite wide and deep. And, you know, you're able to do that not only at the Performance Center, but also at the Dome in the winter. So, you know, what better place to learn and develop your game than Mistwood?
The Fitting Center has definitely been recognized. And Andy, but to start with, your golf schools here have recently been recognized by Golf Digest magazine. Tell us a little bit about that award and the programs that encompasses here at Mistwood.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a cool award just to be a part of. Some of the best academies in the country with some of the best teachers tied to those. So for us to be recognized on a list with those, I mean, is remarkable, is awesome. I mean, we're servicing every level of golfer here. You know, whether, you know, we're hosting different types of ladies clinics, you know, beginning golfers, all the way up to some of the more elite high school players or some of the elite players that are moving on and playing in college. You know, we have professionals that play out here, you know, guys that are trying to make a living playing the game. So, you know, our staff is seeing every single level, and we're servicing them, as I said, throughout the year, all 12 months.
Well, Andy, you guys have one of the premier junior golf programs here. You have a CAPS program. Tell people a little bit about those if they're not familiar with it. And it's a great way to get the kids started in a fantastic game that they can play for the rest of their lives.
Our most elite group of kind of high school players, we call our CAP program. So it's a committed athlete program. It's a program that we started about 10 years ago, you know, and it's kind of laid the foundation for how we do everything on the teaching side, and how we develop our youth golf, you know, all the way from starting into the game, working them all the way up through high school. You know, we've seen a number of players develop all the way from, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old, all the way up into this CAP program, then on to, you know, playing some of the colleges of their choice when they finally develop. And that program's probably placed somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 plus players into different schools over the years. So something we're very proud of, and something we definitely hang our hat on. And we're just always kind of pursuing the best of the best, trying to be the best in the category that we're doing it in. And, you know, that's just one of those aspects.
One of the things that we've promoted, and I know you guys take a lot of pride in, is your club fitting program here. And club fitting has become such a part of the game for everyone at every level in recent years. And if people aren't familiar with that, and or they haven't done it, or they're getting tired of those 15-year-old golf clubs and the handicaps just not getting any better after 5 or 6 years, what can you say about getting fitted for the proper club to take your game to the next level, regardless of whatever level you're currently at.
The best analogy that I've ever heard in this sense is, do you walk into a Foot Locker and just point at a shoe and then put that shoe on? No. You know, everyone is a different height, and everyone swings it at a different speed, and everyone's actually trying to achieve something different in their own golf games, and a club fitting can kind of encapsulate all of that. So it's very important for players to, you know, go through the process, actually take the time and go through a proper club fitting. You know, not just, you know, hitting a few balls or even grabbing a club just off the rack. I mean, we did that in the past, right? But now there's all these avenues and all these aspects at honestly a pretty affordable price to be able to do that. That is a much better option than just kind of walking and grabbing a club off the rack. I honestly think those days are numbered and continue to be numbered. I think the investment in club fitting, as we've wisely done over the last 8 years, is the right one, and that's the way the companies are going. You're seeing more shaft options, you're seeing more club head options, you're seeing, you know, more of the major brands, the Callaways, the TaylorMades of the world, that are only helping us pursue our goals and pursue their goals better. You know, they want the same thing we want. We want golfers that are satisfied when they leave a club fitting. And from a company standpoint, if they can get the person that's using their end product, so let's say it's Callaway, for instance, if they know that they're going through a top 100 club fitting with us, and that customer ends up hitting a Callaway driver, you know, the company is a heck of a lot more satisfied because they know that golfer's going to be satisfied, and that golfer's more likely to come back to that same brand time and time and time again. So we're very thankful for the support that we get from all the companies that do support us. But there's a reason for that, because they trust that we're doing the right thing for our customers as well.
Is it more important than ever before for the golfers to really kind of stay aware of what the companies are doing, whether it was the pandemic or something else? It seems like when new clubs come out, it's not all at the PGA merchandise show in Orlando at the end of January anymore. There's companies coming out with things in the fall. They're coming out with them in advance of the holiday season so that they're out there for Black Friday and that time of year when people are purchasing for people or getting gift certificates for club fittings. How important is it to really stay aware and watch what companies do, because new products seem to be coming out almost year-round now?
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that. I mean, companies now have different launch dates for different even types of clubs. Like, you know, within the Titleist family, for instance, they'll release a driver at a certain point in the year, and then they'll release their irons at another time of the year. It's kind of a shame. I really like the anticipation and the excitement of everyone kind of launching at once in January, but it absolutely makes sense, especially in this climate now where, you know, lead times and things like that are very challenged, and the equipment you can even get right now is definitely a thing. So I really loved it all launching at once, but yeah, it's kind of just a new normal. And yeah, I think it's very important for a customer to be educated. Obviously, you know, pretty quickly here with, you know, when you actually go into a club fitting, we can help educate you. But yeah, we definitely like to work with the person that's understanding of the different types of equipment that are out there, some of the benefits and features that are current. Some of the lingo has changed over the years, you know, CT versus COR and things like that. You know, just kind of knowing a base knowledge, I think, can definitely help your experience, especially on the club fitting side.
But, you know, when it comes to club fitting and club improvement, is how fast is golf club technology improving? Because there's people that say, geez, I just bought a $500 driver 9 months ago, and now the same company says they've got one that's bigger and better, and I should look at the $600 driver. How much are you having to talk to golfers and fitting customers about how fast technology is growing in the world of golf clubs, whether it's a driver, a set of irons, hybrids, or even putters, whatever?
You know, it's an interesting conversation. I just had this conversation the other day about how technology has changed. So if I were to take an old, for instance, a driver I hit in college, an old Titleist 975 driver, and I tried to hit it with today's golf ball, that ball would just drop right out of the sky. So we have to think about it in terms of equipment, but we also need to think about it in golf ball sense. So both of those are evolving and getting better and better and better and matching each other over time. So do I think you need to run out and buy a driver every single year? The capitalist in me says yes. but from a technology standpoint, I do think there are significant gains, I would say, to be made at least every second, maybe third year. Definitely, I would say definitely at least by every third year Yeah, I'll tell you what. I mean, personally, in my own game, I'll see different, and I get new equipment every single year, right? That's the benefits of being a pro, I guess. But I'll go from club to club, and I might see a significant gain 1 year, and I might see just kind of a moderate gain another year, and then a significant gain and a moderate gain. So sometimes you don't know, and that's, again, that's coming all the way back to the start. That's why club fitting is so important. Just because I hit a certain calorie driver well doesn't mean that Rory's going to hit a certain calorie driver well, right? So we're all different, and the shafts are different, and new shafts come out every year along with new club heads and everything else. So you never know what that combination is going to be to basically create the magic, and that's what happens. But what I would say is when you do get in love with something, you know, as far as equipment goes, no, that's not forever, because, again, the ball changes and shafts change and club heads change over time. I don't think they necessarily get old. I know that when people, you know, have equipment that's old or they think, you know, is shorter because the club's defective, it's actually most of the time it's because the technology is not the same. You know, if you get new golf balls every single year, for instance, and that golf ball technology is outpacing the technology that you have in your golf bag, you're not going to get the amount of performance that you're expecting.
Well, finally, summer golf programs here at Mistlet, are they underway? Sign up underway? Where are you at with all of the stuff for this summer ahead?
Yeah, so kind of some of the bigger things that we have out here, we partner with Nike. We have a Nike series of Nike Junior camps for all different levels, from kind of your moderate beginner all the way up to your advanced player. We have our CAP program ongoing. That's an invite-only program. But one of our big ones is PGA Junior League. It's something that you know, we saw significant gains in last year. We were always a place that had one team, and last year we had as many as three teams, and we actually had an additional season in the fall. So that's really cool that that's an expanding spot for us, and we're going to continue to invest with you know, some of the best teachers that we do have here in that program. So we see that program growing and looking for a very healthy, crazy, busy summer. I mean, the one thing that's going crazy too, I mean, outside of programs is individual lessons, which is awesome to see. So seeing more people either re-engaging in the game or engaging in the game for the first time on an individual lesson basis is great to see as well.